I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is next. Here's a surprise. He's talking about soccer again. But first, I'd like to fill you in on a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. We'll have the latest on baseball's League Championship Series. I'm pretty sure I said, how about those Royals last week? But how about those Royals? We'll also take a look at how catchers are faring in the first year since baseball's new ban on home plate collisions. Plus, we'll chat about the Dallas Cowboys, who are finally good again, and the Mississippi State Bulldogs, who are the number one college football team in the country for the very first time. And we'll have a hard-hitting report from the U.S. Pea Shooting Championship. Who knew? But first, Landon Donovan played his final game for the U.S. men's soccer team on Friday night. Bill Littlefield is among those who appreciate Donovan's career.
The thank you chant for Landon Donovan during his final game with the U.S. national team was no surprise. Over the span of a career that lots of U.S. soccer fans probably consider too short, Donovan, age 32, made 157 appearances with the national team and scored 57 goals. Beyond that, he has perhaps been almost everything to almost everybody who follows soccer. His most celebrated goals changed soccer in the U.S. As one writer put it, he took the U.S. from a team happy to make the World Cup to one that expects to be there. With the L.A. Galaxy, he was no less brilliant than the team's imported superstars, which led some to assume that the best U.S. players could hold their own anywhere. But Donovan didn't hold his own in Germany when he attempted to transplant his game. Some found in his decision to return home, humbled if undiminished, evidence that U.S. soccer still has a long way to go. Those who believe that in the preeminent soccer nations there is a prejudice against U.S. players who aren't goalkeepers also found reason to cite the experience of Landon Donovan. Then in the run-up to the 2014 World Cup, rather than try to impress Jürgen Klinsmann, Donovan did the one thing certain to baffle the coach. He walked away from the game for a while. By doing so, as surely as he sabotaged his opportunity to join the U.S. team in Brazil, Donovan delighted people who believe that soccer and the rest of our games are taken far too seriously by the people who play them, coach them, own them, and watch them. Their argument is that when the fun has gone out of it, players who are, like the rest of us, multidimensional human beings, should follow their passions into some other sphere. Landon Donovan became Exhibit A in their argument. And then he came back. By doing so, he galvanized a discussion among soccer fans worthy of any argument in Germany, England, Italy, or Spain about who should be on the national team. How great that such a discussion could occur here. Then he returned to the national team and played last Friday night against Ecuador in a friendly that had little significance apart from his presence. And finally, because soccer operates simultaneously in several dimensions, he'll play some more. The Galaxy will be among the clubs favored to run deep into the MLS playoffs, so we have the pleasure of watching to see if Landon Donovan, so many things to so many people, will have the opportunity so rare among retirees to go out a winner.
You can link to Bill's commentary by visiting our website, onlyagame.org. Bill also enjoys responding to comments about soccer left on that site, mostly because those of us who work with him are tired of talking about the game. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR.